Well, if you were listening before the news, you would have heard Professor Bob Walker from the University of New South Wales express some very real reservations, and I'm putting it mildly, about the Interim Commission of Audit report prepared by Peter Costello, former federal Liberal treasurer, backed up by two other commissioners, Doug McTaggart, a very respected financial mind in Queensland, former head of the Queensland Investment Corporation, and Professor Sandra Harding, an economist and academic from the James Cook University in North Queensland. We've been putting in calls to all three people. At this stage, we haven't been successful or haven't heard back. However, we have contacted the Treasurer's Office, and Tim Nicholls, the State's Treasurer, has phoned in this morning. Tim Nicholls, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Let me give you a chance to give a general response to Professor Walker's heavy critique of the document, then I want to play you some specific things that he said.
No worries, Steve. Well, let me say this about Professor Bob Walker. These are the words that were used by the former Treasurer of Queensland, Andrew Fraser. Professor Bob Walker, who the QCU have hired to provide this advice, provides low-rent, rented advice that suggests that there is an endless ability for any government anywhere in the world to continue to go into more and more debt. He has views which are not in accord with reality. So that was Andrew Fraser in response to the Queensland Council of Unions TAME academic Bob Walker. If Bob Walker were an auditor, I suspect he would have been deregistered by now. He has made claims in the past, such as in relation to government expenses, such as the government will have an increase of nearly $14 billion in revenue over 4 years, when the reality was the increase in revenue was $6 billion. So Mr. Walker overestimated revenue by $8 billion. He estimated that revenue from GST will increase by $5 billion over 3 years, when the revenue increase was $1.2 billion, so they overestimated the revenue by 400%. And he said a downgrade from a AAA credit rating to AA would have a minimal impact on the budget, when in fact we know it's costing us $100 million a year. Professor Walker is and his wife are quite keen and happy to take union money to provide the unions with the answer they want. Now, we have Peter Costello, who achieved 2 credit rating upgrades for the Australian economy and got us back up to a AAA credit rating. We have Doug McTaggart, former head of the Queensland Investment Corporation, $50 billion worth of funds under management, and a former under-treasurer of the state of Queensland, and top of his year at the University of Queensland economics course, and Professor Sandra Harding, former head of the business school at QUT, and now vice-chancellor of James Cook University. Steve, when it comes to credibility, I'd put my money on the three commissioners over Professor Walker, who takes the union money to provide the unions with the reports they want.
Well, I will play a little bit later on, after we've spoken, the comments of Andrew Fraser in context, which is about asset sales, was the context of his critique. But let me play you some specific statements that Professor Walker made. First of all, on the issue of the projections made in the Interim Commission document.
It makes a lot of projections about future levels of debt and capital expenditure and so forth, and doesn't justify any of this with tables of data. It looks as though that they've made little historical projections of past borrowings, including borrowings for agencies like QR National, which have since been sold. And all in all, I mean, they've admitted they didn't undertake any modelling. It looks as though their projections are prepared by a graphic designer drawing a line on a graph.
Are your projections based on hard data or just historical hunches, Tim Nicholls?
Those projections of capital expenditure are contained in the forward capital statement of the budget, Steve, and that budget paper is budget paper number 3, prepared by the former government, and it contains the details of the forward capital expenditure. But let me just make a couple of points there, because I heard a little bit of what Walker said in relation to the material, and let me just reinforce your comments as well about what we were told when we were given the incoming Treasury briefs. Queensland's fiscal... This is the Treasury. Queensland's fiscal position and outlook is unsustainable, and restoration must be an urgent priority for this term of government. In 05, up to 05-06, Queensland debt levels were low and stable. In the period from 05-06 to 09-10, the level of state debt has more than doubled. Debt in 14-15 is expected to be almost 5 times greater than 10 years prior. General government expenses grew at almost double the rate of revenue. The main drivers of this growth are employee expenses, which increased by 40%. Capital spending rose by 170%. Over this time, the capital program went from being modestly funded by borrowings, 15% in 04-05, to primarily funded by borrowings, 70% in 08-09, to currently being virtually fully funded by borrowings. That's the independent treasury operation here. Before this government was elected, the incoming briefs prepared by the Treasury officers.
So this is Treasury documents, not the interim commission
this
report that you're recording?
This is the Treasury documents, Steve. And then we have the Queensland Treasury Corporation brief, again prepared by Queensland Treasury Corporation, not by anyone subject to direction of this government, prepared before we were elected. The state's debt has reached unprecedented levels. Together with its published forward estimates, showing an even greater volume of debt required, Queensland is now in uncharted waters with respect to the volume of debt on issue and the resultant interest bill.
So you're quoting from Treasury documents now, not your interim commission?
They are directly from the incoming government's brief, from Queensland Treasury Corporation, the bankers to government of all persuasions, and the independent officers of Queensland Treasury, prepared for an incoming government, but before we were elected.
Let me play you another statement made by Professor Bob Walker, this time in relation to auditing standards. He argues that the standards of the Interim Commission report document would not meet Commonwealth standards.
We have standards for something called performance audits in Australia. They're prepared by a Commonwealth government agency, which used to report to Mr. Costello. And they've issued standards for performance auditing, which just aren't complied with in this document.
So this document doesn't meet accepted Commonwealth auditing standards?
Well, those standards apply mandatory for corporations, but the document says they provide guidance for other exercises of this type. And it's strange that the standards issued by an agency that used to report to Mr. Costello are just totally ignored.
In other words, it's a shoddy document, and anyone else that delivered it wouldn't meet Commonwealth auditing standards. Tim Nichols.
Oh, Steve, look, Professor Walker is arguing with everyone. Everyone who doesn't agree with him is wrong, not up to scratch. He doesn't agree with the Queensland Treasury Corporation assessment. He doesn't agree with Moody's, the international ratings agency. He says, oh, well, the net financial liabilities versus operating revenue ratio is somehow wrong. That's the standard ratio used by Moody's and Standard & Poor's throughout the world.
But this is an easy one to answer. Either it does meet Commonwealth auditing standards or it doesn't.
Well, Steve, what the Independent Commission of Audit report does is it highlights the problems facing the Queensland economy. Was it an audit in the sense that an auditor would go through and tick off every expense and every income item? No, it's not, because we do that as a matter of practice with the Queensland Audit Office, and they put an audit report in to make sure things are spent and accounted for properly.
So I'll take it you're conceding his point on this regard.
No, I do not concede anything from Walker says. I wouldn't concede that he could tell what time it is. The reality is that this Commission of Audit highlights and puts out the information that was available in the incoming government brief, that was available in the Queensland Treasury Corporation, that comes from a review of the budget papers prepared by the previous government, and all of those show that the level of debt was unsustainable, that action needed to take place, that employee expenses had risen by 40% over the last decade or so. Even Walker himself cannot avoid the fact, and he's quoted in the paper this morning as saying that the incoming government had inherited a financial crisis. The cupboard was bare, there was a high level of debt, and there was a need to cut a range of programs and restore the size of the public service. That's what he's quoted as saying in the paper this morning. Even Walker himself cannot avoid the reality that the Independent Commission of Audit has put out there, and that is we had too much debt, we were running too many deficits, and the situation needed action to be taken.
But it does seem right that this Interim Commission of Audit report is not an audit by Commonwealth standards, at least.
Well, Steve, what I've just explained, we have the Queensland Audit Office that actually audit the expenses of government and provide reports, and they're tabled in the Parliament. This commission that we established was established to highlight at a high level the impact of government decisions, what has occurred over the last 5 years, what the projections would be if no change was made. If the policies that were in place had not changed, what would have occurred? We would have gone to $85 billion worth of debt. And again, Walker didn't answer that question when you asked him about the $85 billion worth of debt, because he knows that is a projection that is actually carried in the current budget papers prepared by the former government.
Yeah, fair comment.
Those are true figures.
I'll play you his comments on that, and you can just give some further meat to the bone on that one if you would like to, Tim Nicholls. Just, this is his actual comments in relation to debt.
I think the debt's totally manageable. In fact, if you look at the net debt figures, Queensland's got a net debt of, as it's the standard measure used, of around $17 billion. New South Wales has got almost double that. So, I think there's a lot of scaremongering going on with this report.
Well, I'll keep going. The Treasurer also said to Queenslanders that because of what he described as Labor's debt binge, that the debt was expected to blow out to $85 billion by 2014, 2015, and this is putting pressure on the state's credit rating. Do you disagree with that?
Well, the credit rating agencies sometimes don't get it right, and the way in which Queensland prepares its accounts is in some ways a bit confusing. But the projections of debt in the Costello report aren't justified with details of capital commitments. As I said, they're just figures seems drawn out of the air.
Treasurer?
Oh, well, Steve, as I say, Walker now says that the credit ratings agencies don't get it right, that the way we prepare our accounts is confusing when they're prepared in accordance with what's called the Uniform Presentation Framework, the agreed framework for the presentation of state accounts, and obviously he hasn't looked at the capital paper to work out what the proposed capital expenditure of the former government was. And he also talks about a net debt level. That includes the $28 billion that the state holds to pay the superannuation entitlements of all our public servants. Is Walker and his union mates seriously saying they want us to raid the $28 billion of funds we hold to pay superannuation? Because that's what he's advocating. This goes to show that Walker wouldn't get an audit certificate in the first place. He doesn't understand Queensland's finances. He doesn't agree with the major debt ratings agencies in the world. He doesn't agree with Doug McTaggart, former head of QIC, $50 billion of funds under management and under Treasurer of Queensland. Professor Sandra Harding, head of the business school at QUT, vice-chancellor at James Cook. And Peter Costello, who was a treasurer who got two credit rating upgrades and now currently advises the World Bank. I mean, he's not credible, Steve, and no one with the right mind on would think he's credible. The numbers don't stack up. His numbers don't stack up. I don't believe anyone would give him any credit for anything other than being cheap and available for unions to hire.
20 past 9, this is 6:12 ABC Brisbane. My guest is the Treasurer of Queensland, Tim Nicholls. Finally, he said it was flatly wrong that Queensland was borrowing money to pay public servants' wages. Now, you know, I've tackled you over this particular issue in the past. He quotes the Auditor General of Queensland, I think it was, from memory, saying it's indicated that cash surpluses in Queensland have been invested in infrastructure, I think nearly over a 10-year period, half by cash surpluses.
Well, Steve, I've already indicated that borrowings for capital have gone from around a relatively modest 30% up to 70% 3 years ago to nearly 100% now. If you look at page 17 of the last government's budget papers, there's a general government sector line there that says cash surplus brackets deficit. 2010, the deficit was $6.3 billion. 2010-11, the outcome was $5.6 billion. And 10-11, so it was over $5.5 billion worth of cash deficit in the general government sector. Those are the numbers that are there. We also know from the last mid-year review that was published by the former government that government was building about $4.4 billion worth of new infrastructure, but it borrowed $8.2 billion in that year, $3.8 billion more than the capital spend. That money had to go somewhere. Where was it going? It was going to support the budget. It was going to keep the lights on, pay the wages. That's the story. Those are the numbers that are prepared, not by me, Steve. They're prepared by the former government, available in their mid-year forecast, and as I say, on page 17 of budget paper number two, cash deficit $5 billion.
Treasurer Tim Nicholls, I'll speak to you next week. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Tim Nicholls is the Treasurer of Queensland.